Pop's top 10 record in San Francisco from the Big 610 and Choo Choo Train. New Big 30 in less than an hour with Dave Diamond right here. It's 503 KFRC XKE time with Jay Stevens and a special news of a remarkable offer from Sears. You can buy a famous cold spot refrigerator freezer complete with automatic ice maker for just $197. Now, this might sound unbelievable. However, it is the truth. Sears says you get a big 14 cubic foot refrigerator freezer combination complete with automatic ice will hold over 100 pounds of frozen food, and that stays frozen food, too. You get the refrigerator, the freezer, and the automatic ice maker all in this cold spot combination for just $197. No down payment, only $10 per month. So hurry on over to your nearby Bay Area Sears store. This offer ends Saturday night at 5:30.
Jay Stevens, KFRC.
Those are the Moody Blues. That's Tuesday afternoon. 5:06 is KFRC. Win a Jag tie with Jay Stevens. Dale Dorman currently zipping around the northern reaches of San Francisco Bay.
When the show is over, baby, and the crowd that applauded so loud is gone, I go back to being just myself. Oh, baby, I sip a Coke and take your picture before me and settle back.
Marvin Gaye taking care of plenty business with Coke after Coke.
That Jag is you.
How many miles have the 610 men driven the KFRC XKE?
A correct answer to that question puts the most beautiful sports car in America today, the Jaguar XKE, in your garage.
Then buy the phone and win an XKE from KFRC.
The Big 610.
probably would have made it without it, but it'll help anyway. That's Grazing in the Grass at 19 at the moment on the Big 30. Changes in less than an hour with Dave Diamond on the Big 610. 5:10 with Jay Stevens, KFRC. Win that Jag time.
We're the kindest and the ever the coolest kind of cows when they do their thing. Milk makes it. Everything you're doing when you're doing it with milk is everything. Milk makes it. Milk lifts you up like a beautiful balloon. Down a cool glass of cow and jump over the moon. Mothers believe in milk.
PSA 727 FanJet flight. PSA covers California with 900 flights a week. Keep listening for PSA Dairy Council contest details. You should drink milk. You know why?
Milk will rock it to you, get you grooving every day. You can hang your hang up on the milk in every day. Milk is all it's sold.
Milk makes it. Milk will bring you up. Milk makes it. Nobody
puts
it down.
KFRC, hit bound.
I'd like to tell you about today's great food buy, but I'll do that in a little bit after you hear Julie Driscoll and This Wheel's on Fire.
If your memory serves you well, we were going to meet again.
Thing just as anxious as Mill Valley. This Wheels on Fire is the name of it. A song by Bob Dylan. That's Julie Driscoll. Hit found here at the Big 610. It's 5:15 with Jay Stevens, KFRC XKE time.
Dabblement adds to your fun. Dabble's fun for everyone. Dabble freshness, smoothness too. You will love it, millions do. Makes your mouth feel fresh and clean after meals and in between. Dabblement adds to your fun. Dabblement. Chewing gum.
Yes, you'll love the double fresh taste and double smooth chewing goodness of Double Mint gum. That's why we say that chewing Double Mint doubles the pleasure of everything you do. So remember,
Double Mint adds to your fun. Double pleasure all in one. So delicious, great to chew. Treat yourself and your friends too. Tastes so good and lasts so long. Get some soon, you can't go wrong. Double Mint adds to your fun. Double Mint chewing gum.
J. Stevens, KFRC.
Beautiful roaring red Jaguar XKE out on the road to the northern extremities of San Francisco Bay with Dale Norman behind the wheel right now. Don't be afraid to take a good close look at it, because it might be yours before the J. Stevens show is over today.
Old Town.
KFRC 2020 News at 20 minutes past 5. The 1968 Washington Poor People's March has ended, but its voice will be heard the breadth of this nation for many years to come. More than 50,000 persons gathered at the Lincoln Memorial to hear speaker after speaker denounce the current administration and the American society in general for the lot of the poor. The successor to the slain Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who first organized the march, Dr. Ralph Abernathy, said today,
5 years ago, we pleaded for the black man here at this sacred spot, the Lincoln Monument. But today we do not plead, we demand.
California's poor people stage a noisy demonstration on the Capitol steps in Sacramento. That story next on KFRC 2020 News.
Don't be left out in the warm. Come on in, wear it
than 350 persons of the Poor People's Lobby met today on the steps of the state capitol building and staged a shouting demonstration demanding to see Governor Ronald Reagan. While the chanting was going on outside, the governor was holding a news conference on the inside and said of the demands to meet with him,
anticipating such a thing this morning, my schedule was cleared in such a way that they could, and they made no effort to try and see me at that time.
The demonstrators then tried to push their way into the news conference room, but were turned back by state police. Later, the governor did meet with the crowd on the Capitol steps and told them, "We're going to do everything we can to get poor people's job. We represent all the people, and we will receive all suggestions." When the governor finished speaking and turned to leave, the crowd began shouting, "Come back, you pig." Many of the marchers then poured through the halls of the building, only to be ousted one by one by state police. Assemblyman Willie Brown of San Francisco met with newsmen shortly before the governor's confrontation with the marchers, and he said,
"I think the best thing in the world could happen, incidentally, is not for Willie Brown to be speaking for poor folks, but poor folks start camping in and out of these offices up here, and there's nothing more embarrassing, apparently, to some of our good middle-class legislators to have 15 or 20 poor folks sitting in the office waiting for them. When his good third house friends come in, or when his respectable constituents come in, he will change very quickly when he has to go through one of those therapy sessions."
A San Francisco policeman was shot to death this morning, and his partner was wounded in a shootout with armed robbery suspects. The dead officer was 25-year-old Peter McElligott. The slightly wounded officer was 24-year-old Frank Reed. The two men believed responsible for the shootings were taken into custody a short time later as several police units surrounded Golden Gate Park and began searching with patrol dogs. The suspects were believed involved in two service station holdups and were being stopped for interrogation when the shooting started. One of the holdup victims was a station attendant, Albert Downs. He told KFRC his reaction to the robbery.
"And one guy there that was sitting in the car, he kept yelling out there, 'Kill the son of a... I won't say the word.' Then he just kept on saying there, 'And they kill him there, shoot him, blow his brains out,' and all this kind of stuff. So I was afraid that he just might do it. So he told me to lay down there on the floor, keep my head down. So I did. Then he told me if I moved or walked it and come out of there before they were off the place, and they'd come back there and kill me. So I just stayed there. I didn't care there one bit there. They could have all the money they want. In fact, I'd even help them there load the place up. And I don't feel like dying right now."
Downs was then asked if he could identify the robbers.
"I can only identify one. The other one there, I didn't get that much of it, look at him. And every time I try to turn around there, you yell out there, 'Keep your head turned.' In other words, keep it away from him. But the other guy there, the driver there, I did get a good look at him."
At the other station involved in the holdups, attendant Robert Blakely was asked if the robbers pushed him around.
"They just hit my buddy in the back, when he started to get up. That was about it, I felt that as long as, we didn't do anything, they weren't going to hurt us,
Mayor Joseph Alioto today tied the holdups, the policeman slaying, and gun control together.
"If we had had gun ordinances going back where you can have effective regulations against these things, these two guns may not have been in circulation. It'll be interesting to trace the history of these two guns and how they were acquired. I don't think it invalidates it at all. Now, nobody ought to be deceived. We said once before, and we'll say it again, that nobody regards this gun ordinance as some kind of a panacea or a cure-all. It simply isn't. It's a step in the right direction, the step that should have been taken long ago, and it's only even less than a halfway house on the road to what I trust will someday be a gunless society."
Marin County passed a new gun registration law this week, and KFRC called Supervisor Tom Storr for comment.
"The Marin Board of Supervisors passed a gun control ordinance that we all know is not going to completely stop the traffic in guns, even in Marin County, but at least it's our way of trying to make it harder for someone who shouldn't have a gun to get it. And I'm very proud that we took this action."
The urge to end firearms holdings has reached into the ranks of Hollywood stars, and in Los Angeles, J. Paul Huddleston.
"Five Hollywood movie stars, often seen squeezing off their six guns at screen villains, are now urging citizens to ask their senators and congressmen to vote in favor of gun control laws. Gregory Peck, Charlton Heston, Hugh O'Brien, James Stewart, and Kirk Douglas urged support of gun legislation now pending in Congress. The actors said they favored bills now in the Senate and House that would outlaw mail-order sales of shotguns and rifles, ban sales to minors, and require dealers to keep records of all weapon sales. In Los Angeles, this is J. Paul Huddleston reporting for 2020 News.
KFRC Sports.
In baseball tonight, Juan Marichal starts on the mound for the Giants as they go against the Philadelphia Phillies. Oakland plays host to the Baltimore Orioles in the Coliseum and will be sending Jim Catfish Hunter to the mound. KFRC, first in San Francisco with 2020 News. Make the great move right now toward the great tire at a great price. The full 4-ply nylon cord General Jet White Wall at your General Tire Specialist. Pay just $14 plus $1.81 federal excise tax for a size 650 by 13 tubeless for compacts. State and local taxes extra. Largest sizes, comparably low priced. The General Jet White Wall is really built. Full 4-ply nylon cord that resists heat, protects against blowouts. Durigen rubber rolls up long, safe mileage. And an exclusive dual-tread design, the only one in its price class, provides road-gripping traction. Yes, make the great move right now toward the General Jet White Wall, a great tire at a great price from your General Tire Specialist. Use General's no money down, months to pay auto charge plan. Hurry down to your General Tire Specialist where the great tire, the full 4-ply nylon cord General Jet White Wall is waiting for you at a great price. Check the yellow pages for the General Tire Specialist nearest you.
San Francisco weather.
Just ahead of much more music on the Jay Stevens Show. Continued fair and warm through Friday with some fog and low cloudiness in the coastal area. High again tomorrow near 70 degrees. Currently it's 68 degrees in Oakland, 80 in San Rafael, 75 in San Jose, 90 in Sacramento. At KFRC San Francisco, it's 60 degrees. This is William Abbott, KFRC 2020 News. And that's what's happening today, June 19th, 1968.
June 19th. 1959.
Broken hearted,
to me from San Francisco at 478-3111. Call number 10. From the city, here's Donovan.
Drone like a star in my vast sea, I open my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Just then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love, Then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing a song
Man, that is Donovan. That's a top 10 record right now. Could be number one tonight. In less than a half hour, Dave Diamond's got the new Big 35-36 of the Big 610 with Jay Stevens, one of the Big 610 San Francisco.